like to introduce the first of tonight's speakers, Johnny.
My name's Johnny, I'm an
addict.
Can I swear? I'm really nervous, and my mates have been loading me up all day. This stuff on Facebook, in texts, and phone calls, and if I'll be honest, I deflect with humour a lot if I'm nervous, and I've got anxiety going on, I'm full of fear, but I know it's going to be alright. It's good to be clean, it's lovely to be asked to speak here again. I spoke here a few years ago and it was around the other side, and a few people who come down here then, you know, I was with friends. It's good to see them down here again with me, and, you know, they've stayed clean and I haven't, I relapsed again. And next weekend I'm 18 months clean. Fuck me, it's been hard. Yeah, you know, I don't know where to start off with. You know, I've done, you know, loads of detox centres. I've done 10 treatment centres. You know, I've been in other countries trying to do detoxes. My brother's even handcuffed me to a radiator once. And sad. You know, and I don't know, for years I've been in and out of fellowship. I introduced this fellowship 17 years ago via a treatment centre, and I ain't got enough treatment centres. They do what they do, but they introduced me to the rooms of NA. And there was a few people in the meetings there who I knew in active addiction, and they was clean, and I knew there was a way out. And, but I think all I heard was keep coming back, and I've done that over the last 17 years. You know, my last relapse, I winded up in a psychiatric unit. Really painful. I was sitting in front of a psychologist, and a lot of mental health workers, because I was suicidal, I wanted to kill myself. And, you know, and I was just screaming out for another detox. And, you know, I got that detox. I was very lucky to get Sunday treatment again, and you know, I'm very grateful for that place for giving me another chance. Because you know, I hear people say, you know, I got clean through the rooms, and I got Alzheimer's. Well, I couldn't. You know, I got an illness that's more powerful than that. I have to be clean somewhere and locked down, and that was my. My experience, that's what happened to me. It wasn't about, I didn't have the desire to get clean, you know, I wanted to get clean, I knew it was, I just couldn't do it in the room, I just couldn't do it, I had too much time to myself, to think to myself, to be alone with myself, and I was in trouble when I arrived there. And I can still be in trouble like that today, you know, if I'm sitting with myself too long, usually I come up with some good ideas and get myself in a lot of trouble. You know, and the sort of addict I am, you know, I've got this illness, you know, I am a, I'm a junkie. When I use, you know, I pick up cigarette butts, I use dirty needles, I sleep in crack houses, you know, and shouldn't say this, but you know, it's my reality, it's my truth. You know, my mum was dying of cancer, and I used to need her medication off her MST, morphine sulfate tablets. You know, and that's the sort of addict I am. You know, that's how I use. I pick up vulnerable people. You know, I lend money off my nan, God bless her. You know, and I know I've got no intentions of paying her back. Yeah, so there's some of the strokes I'll get up to, and as me in active addiction, I ain't a nice person to be around. You know, my experience is, you know, that I thought this was about the drugs for a long time, and it is. Don't get me wrong, the bottom line, it is, but, you know, I've got an illness that goes way above, you know, drug taking. And, you know, as I said, I've been in loads of treatment centres, and you know, whether I heard, they was telling me what was wrong with me. I don't know whether I did it, what was wrong with me. And, you know, I've got some funny trust stories about treatment centres, and I will tell them. You know, no, I won't. I won't. But yeah, I've done a lot of using round here, the West End, a lot of using in King's Cross. I said, I'm a West End user, I'm a King's Cross user, and, you know, I picked up Solomon's at an early age, the age of 10, and just the progression of my body, you know, and all my users aren't bad. I love the ETH scene and all the acid, and I still, you know, that euphoric euchle. All the music on YouTube, and I still listen to it, and I still dance to it, and I still get the goose pimples down and the bass in the air. And I had some good times using drugs, you know, especially when I was taking E's and sniffing cocaine. And I used to go out nightclubbing around here, and on a Saturday night, we used to go in Legends with one of the bands, a Sweet, and we used to give him half a gram, and he used to let us in. And I used to sell, you know, cocaine. People used to lay on me and ecstasy, and it was one of people's drugs. I could never afford to pay it back. Why they give me, I do not know. Crazy. You know, it's good times. And I remember being in a club, and I always crack this joke. I remember being in a club down here on Berlin Street Legends, and I was so peeled out my nut one night. You know, my jaw was going off, I'm tripping off the pills, I can't see properly. And this girl walked into the nightclub and looked like Naomi Campbell. And you know, I flew into her, and she put Johnny Barnett from the flat. She was like, maybe you know who I think I am, and I'm like, Don Collie Biscuit. And you know, and I was giving this girl cocaine on the iron pill, drinking champagne, and not my money, not my drugs. And got back to my mum's garden. Up the stairs. You know, we done the deed, and you know, I woke up in the morning and I looked round at this girl and she looked like Eddie Murphy. So you girls don't have that problem as well. We said, you know, first of all, I checked my arsehole, it looked like that. And then secondly, I fucking checked my windows, I've got a burglar laying next to me. I was like, she's gone mad. You know, what do I do here? She said, 10, I'll see you next week. Crazy turnouts, crazy turnouts. And you know what, it's funny, because I was reading a basic text the other day, and it says, you know, I suffer from an illness of self-deception. And, big time. I remember I come out of one treatment centre, it was a therapeutic community treatment centre, and a counsellor said to me, you know, if you use, do not give yourself an hard time. And I thought, stick one meal to myself, what do you mean I'm fucking not giving myself an hard time, you know? And I come out there, I think I was out there for 2 days, and I used that. I remember it was on a Friday night, and I was still stoned on the Saturday, you know, and yeah, he said, don't give yourself an hard time, look in the mirror and say to yourself, you're worth it, and Saturday came, and the gear was starting to wore off, you know, and I knew the obsession and the compulsion to go again was going to happen, you know, and that, you know, not being true to myself, you know, looking in the mirror, yeah, it's okay, yeah. You know, and I always say to my mates now, it's like, you know, I'll get out of the shower, and, you know, the reality and the truth, I can get out of the shower now, look in the mirror, and say to myself, I've got a big dick. The reality is, I haven't. I'm just lying to myself. Yeah, you know, and I was off again running. I need to wind up and have a dream and say, yeah, but I'll come out of the dream this time. And go, it's good to laugh, isn't it? I'll keep trying to get over myself, man. You know, that's hard work, get over myself. And this time I'll come out of treatment and I'm in treatment full of fear again, you know, and I'll come out of treatment clean, fucking been seeing this sponsor in Bristol, I wanted to, yeah, you know, just that contentment and that peace of mind. I've had all the material gear before, the Rolexes, I've had it all, some of the life, smoked a lot. And, you know, and I went up to this guy and said, will you sponsor me? And he said, he said, do you know what, folks, you've been about, he said, I will, because I want to help you. And he had one of these, you know, big book, and you know, he's buy the book, and he don't use the word suggest a lot. He said, fucking do it. You know, and that's how I need to hear, but I need to hear that stuff, you know, I suggest. And I went round to him, and he gave me a plan of action to get into, and you know what, this time, man, I feel him recovering, I feel different. You know, he was humble to me, really humble to me, and you know, I thank God for that, man, because I share my truth with him, and I have great so much network, you know, and you know, I think the turning point for me, you know, was step four, and you know, I've come out of my last relapse, and I was really violent, so my ex-girlfriend, mentally abusive, physically abusive, and really angry, you know. But underneath all that gear, you know, I was hurt, I felt rejected, a bit of a trail, and she'd gone with someone else, and that was the gear I really needed to start having a look at. And you know, a few things happened to me as a kid that I've never looked at, you know, my old swimming instructor abused me once as a kid, and I never heard of this gear, you know, I've never looked at it, and, you know, I just kept on brushing off, and, you know, I'm not saying that it makes me an addict or anything like that, but, you know, I used on this gear, do you know what I mean? I kept it for myself, and I didn't tell no one about it. And if I'd be honest, I was too filled up to tell my old man anything about that, but I killed her. And, yeah, so there was a lot of stuff I had to look at, and this sponsor, we got down to it, and he said, you know what, let's get put in the paper here. It's got to bring up a lot of stuff. Lean on the fellowship hard, lean on me hard, and lean on your network hard, and bang out some meetings, do you know what I mean? And you know, and I've done enough work around some of this stuff that I can hear it in meetings now, and I feel okay about it. You know, if people want to judge me around it, as much, you know, it's got nothing to do with me. If you want to talk about back behind my back, you know, ain't nothing to do with it, get on with it, you know. I'm just an addict trying to get a day clean, I'm sick in recovery. Yeah, you know, I'm coming up to 8 months clean next weekend, and you know, thank God, I do a lot of praying, and I just thank God I'm clean, I'm back in the game, you know, the years long, and you know, I've got a lovely sponsor, and I've got these meetings to come to, you know, I've got a lot of gratitude for narcotics, and I'm on my second moment, and I wake up every day thinking, was a touch to be clean, you know, madness I talked about. But, you know, I made loads of mistakes in recovery, I'm a human being, step eight list, I don't know, it's not here to Scotland, but I think, and, loads of work to be done, still, thanks for asking. Sure, I'll leave it there.